Due to the confusion and unclarity of copyrights issue, there's been many attempts to protect the rights of a singer or a musician or a computer programmer that no one could copy his CDs or his programs. What was the method used? There were many methods used, and I'll go through the methods and say why. What are the best methods used? One of the methods used is just write simply on the disc, copyright. It's also to copy it. Now, a lot of people won't listen to that because, as we said, it's not clear what the ISR is and where the ISR is stated. So people don't want to produce CDs and programs and just write copyright on. They want to be more specific. So there was an idea presented in the late 80s that said that in every music CD that was produced, it was written that this sale of the CD is on the condition that is not duplicated. Again, it was written on the CDs and the cassettes that it is a sale on condition, not duplicated. That lasted for about 2 years. I remember when it happened, many people argued. What was the famous case that they argued? They said that if I have such a CD that it says in the CD that I'm selling it to you only if you don't copy it. So what happened? Someone went along, the story goes, and he copied the CD, made 20 copies, and then he brought the CD back to the store and said, I want my money back. He goes, what do you mean you want your money back? Not only are you a ganiv, but you want to return it and get your money back? He said, of course, you wrote a condition that said that you're selling it on the condition that you give me my, that if I reproduce it, copy it, it will be mevutel the sale. So I copied it. Deliver the sale's mevutel. Take your CD, give me my money. So then the producers stopped writing that on the CDs because it was a joke, because the tanai, of course, was not a real tanai in the sale that if you get your money back, that they would give you your money back if you broke the tanai. They just meant it as a way to keep their copyright, but they were never really intending to sell it al tanai. As Rav Scheinberg once, he quoted Shlita saying that it's a chuk of a tlula, it's a joke to do that, to say that it's a mechira al tanai, that you don't copy it. So that didn't last long. Another method that the Rabbanim and the music companies used to protect their rights, they wrote on the svarim and on the CDs and on the cassettes, they wrote that this sale is not a sale, but rather it is a rental agreement with conditions in the rental agreement. It is a rent. I sell you a CD, right? Go to a music store, I sell you a CD. I'm selling you this CD forever. I'm sorry, I'm renting you this CD forever. It's not a sale, it's rental, being rented forever. The conditions of the rental agreement are that you do not copy it. That you could do. If I rent you something, I can make conditions. I don't want you, I'm renting you my car. Please don't drive it in dangerous neighborhoods. Please don't use it over big bumps. You could do that. Any rental agreement, the maskit can make conditions. So to here, it was a rental agreement. So that seems to be a great way to protect someone's rights. Is make it not a sale, but a rental. Now, Rav Scheinberg, I heard Shlita saying, and it's, you see how the Torah, how beautiful the Torah is, that if you're nim b'mokam echad, you could be a shim b'mokam sheni, that we see that Torah complements itself. It's a halacha in tevilas kelim. What is there a halacha in tevilas kelim? The halacha is the following. We know in tevilas kelim, in Yeridea, that if a person owns the vessel that he bought from a non-Jew, he has to dip it in the mikvah, toivel it. The halacha is that if he borrows a vessel that belongs to a non-Jew, borrows it, for example, he doesn't have a vessel, he says, can I borrow your vessel? Now, of course, the vessel does not have any non-kosher items in the vessel, but he wants to borrow the vessel and not go ahead and do tevilah, because he can't do tevilah. So halacha is that if you don't own the vessel, but you borrowed it from a goy, so therefore you don't have to do tevilas kelim, and you can use the vessel even without tevilah. The Taz over there says an interesting thing. The Taz says, if that's true, why don't I never buy vessels, and I'll rent them forever? It's a way to avoid tevilas kelim. I'll rent vessels forever, and if I rent vessels forever, I never have to do tevilas kelim. Says the Taz, no way. Why? Because you cannot rent something forever. Rental Shomrim, thy definition means a limited time, says the Taz in Yoredeya. Therefore, this idea, a rental agreement with a condition that you can only use it for yourself, not to make copies, of course, would be against that Taz. Beautiful. Beautiful. We find the Taz that has to do with Chosh Mishpat in Yoredeya. Now, the most accepted reason that Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg writes in Tchumim is the concept of Shiur. What's the concept of shear? Leaving over. What does leaving over mean? It's like this. The halacha is that if I sell you an item, right? If I sell you an item, I could mishire. I could leave over for myself certain aspects of the item, even though these aspects are not tangible aspects. For example, I'll give you two examples. Someone sells a sheep to someone else, and he wants to retain the rights to have the gizois, to have the wool of the sheep. Even though right now the sheep could be bald, but there's a rights in the sheep for the wool. So I could retain for myself the rights of the sheep of the wool. Even though I sell you the sheep, I'm retaining certain rights. So too, a person could sell someone a house. So I'm selling you a house, but I'm retaining the rights to walk through the house. I want to have rights to walk around in the house, even though I'm selling you the house. A person could retain those rights. Now, you can't sell the rights to walk around in a house that you can't sell. But if you own a house and you sell a house, you could remain the rights to walk in the house by yourself. So therefore, says Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, every time you write copyright and you write all rights reserved, what you're doing is you're leaving over the right in the chafetz to reproduce it. You're not selling him the right to reproduce. You're selling the right to use it. Meiv esrim. It's not schiris. It's not mechir al tnai. But you never sold him the right to copy it. And that is the accepted opinion now in 2010 of how copyrights work. According to Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg, that you are leaving the rights to yourself to use. Now, there are some exceptions that are classical exceptions, and I'll just go for the exceptions real quick. The exception to the rule would be, for example, someone hears a song on a Jewish station on the radio. If something's on the radio, even though the tape is copyrighted and they're all rights reserved, but it's on the radio, it's being placed in a makom hufker, a makom hefker, the Reshus HaRabim. If something's placed in a makom hefker, the Reshus HaRabim, and the songwriter gave Reshus to the radio station, so in that sense, they never mishai or anything. They threw their song in Reshus HaRabim. In such a case, l'chor, you could be able to copy and reproduce it, no problem. You can't sell it, but you could reproduce it and copy it. Now, again, these laws apply to Jew and non-Jew is the same, because, of course, a non-Jew is also to steal chas v'shalom from, and is the same with non-Jewish programmers and non-Jewish programmers. Now, I want to get to the last halacha. Say someone went over the Isser and he copied a CD and gave it to his friend, or he copied from someone else's CD or computer program shelo kedin. How does he do tshuva? So the way to do tshuva for such a concept would be the concept of kemishtar shili. There's a halacha in the Gemara in Chulin says that if I profited from you, I have to pay you back. If you gave me anything, you helped me out, I'm nena from you, I profited from you, right? So I have to pay you back. Even if what you did is a miniach hefsid. I was going to have a hefsid and you stopped me from having the hefsid. Some post is going to have to pay you back. So too, Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch Paskin, that if a person enjoys a CD that he would have bought, again, a CD that you would have bought, and now you didn't buy it, but you copied it, you have to pay the person what you would have paid for it. Why? Because by him putting out the CD, right, and you had the ability to copy it, and you didn't buy it from the store, so you gained from that person. So you would have to pay the company who produces the CD. Some poskim say you have to pay the local record store, but most poskim say that you have to pay the company who produces that CD. Again, all these halachas are mekubal in Klal Yisrael, they're usher, unless specifically given permission either for classroom use by the publisher and so on and so forth.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havar Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.